All right. Well, hello, friends. I'm going to read you the next prayer letter from our friends from Asia that are ministering there. We hope it can be a blessing to you. Their prayer requests are several people with Sylvia, Verity, Mr. Jack, Leon, Amy, Mrs. Faye, Mrs. Yabe, Kaun, and Noi. These are people that they've asked us to pray for salvation. So as we get into our prayer letter, this is March 2024. It says, "Dear friends, we're excited to share this last month. They had a women's Bible study, and this lady named Miss Anna made a profession of faith. They're saddened that she had to move away from her area in Asia, and they are unable to keep discipling her. But they ask for prayer that her faith will grow and that she'll have a profound impact on the unsaved husband that she has, her two daughters, Emily and Diana. These missionaries in Asia have been planning for a short furlough beginning in this autumn. The timing of their departure from their area will coincide with their need to leave the country anyways to renew their visas. They're also planning to stay in the United States for a few months with some specific purposes in mind. So first, one of those reasons is that they believe their two girls need some time in the U.S. in order to develop their bicultural skills," they write. "Upon returning, the girls will experience primary culture shock since their memory consists almost entirely of time spent in Asia. This will also provide an opportunity for extended family to connect with the coming baby boy they're going to have. Second, another reason is that they could use some rest before beginning the next phase of their ministry. Their goal is to use this time to be prepared and equipped for what lies ahead. And then thirdly, though this furlough will include visiting a few of the supporting churches, they will not be able to visit everyone until a longer furlough happens. So Lord willing, they will be able to share a video update electronically with their prayer cards to all of the churches that support them." So they write that they appreciate our prayers for praying for them, and they look forward to what God has for them in their life, and they thank us for praying for them regarding the continual language learning, and I know what that's like. So please pray that they will have clarity of thought and skillfulness of words in order to be effective witness for the glory of God in their area. And please remember that these folks within their area of influence are accompanying salvation, the prayer request list. So basically, these names that they enlisted at the beginning of this prayer letter, you can rewind this and listen to it again. They're in deep need of salvation. So let's pray together for these folks and thank the Lord for our missionaries, our friends over there in Asia. God bless you guys. Have a blessed day.